Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, "Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question. What are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read A. New York City, B. an evening party, C. an air trip, D. the man's job.
From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C. an air trip is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now, the test will begin. Number 1. Mr. Smith, this is our agenda for tomorrow's meeting.
Please tell all the department managers to attend it.
Question. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 2. Would you like to go to the lecture with me?
I'd like to, but I have to finish my paper today.
Question. What does the man mean? Number 3. Can you tell me why you want to apply for this job?
I am really attracted by the salary you offer.
Question. Why does the man want to apply for this job? Number 4. The price of your product is about 15% higher than last year.
Yes. Because the labor cost has increased.
Question. Why has the price increased? Number 5. George, do you have any suggestion to improve our product sales?
Why not carry out a market survey among customers?
Question. What does the man suggest for improving sales? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now, listen to the conversations.
Conversation 1.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
This is John Smith from ABC Company. Can I speak to Mr. Jones, please?
I'm sorry. Mr. Jones is now in a morning meeting.
Can you help me take a message for him?
Sure.
Please tell Mr. Jones that I've caught a fever, so I can't come to our business meeting this afternoon.
I'm sorry to hear that. Please take care.
Thank you. And I want to know if it is okay to have the meeting at the same time next Monday?
I will give Mr. Jones the message as soon as he is available.
Thanks. Question number 6. Why can't Mr. Jones answer the phone?
Question number 7. Why does the man want to cancel the business meeting?
Question number 8. What does the man suggest about the meeting?
Now, listen again. Good morning. What can I do for you?
This is John Smith from ABC Company. Can I speak to Mr. Jones, please?
I'm sorry. Mr. Jones is now in a morning meeting.
Can you help me take a message for him?
Sure.
Please tell Mr. Jones that I've caught a fever, so I can't come to our business meeting this afternoon.
I'm sorry to hear that. Please take care.
Thank you. And I want to know if it is okay to have the meeting at the same time next Monday?
I will give Mr. Jones the message as soon as he is available.
Thanks. Question number 6. Why can't Mr. Jones answer the phone?
Question number 7. Why does the man want to cancel the business meeting?
Question number 8. What does the man suggest about the meeting? Conversation 2.
Hello, reception. What can I do for you?
Hello, this is room 322.
Yes.
I can't stay to meet one of my friends because I have to catch the train early in the morning. Can you help me keep things for him?
Sure. When you check out, you can leave us the things. Please make sure to give us your friend's name and phone number.
Yes, I will. By the way, when does the breakfast start?
At 6:20 a.m.
Then I can make it. Thank you.
You are welcome. Question number 9. What does the man ask the woman to do?
Question number 10. What information about his friend does the woman ask the man to leave?
Now, listen again. Hello, reception. What can I do for you?
Hello, This is room 322.
Yes?
I can't stay to meet one of my friends because I have to catch the train early in the morning. Can you help me keep things for him?
Sure. When you check out, you can leave us the things. Please make sure to give us your friend's name and phone number.
Yes, I will. By the way, when does the breakfast start?
At 6:20 a.m.
Then I can make it. Thank you.
You are welcome. Question number 9. What does the man ask the woman to do?
Question number 10. What information about his friend does the woman ask the man to leave?
Section C, Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 2 times. You are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. Now the passage will begin. The first reading.
We are now about to close the marketing conference. We owe thanks to every member of staff who made the conference a success. We would like to thank all of the speakers who have made wonderful and impressive speeches. Our thanks also go to every one of you for your contributions and your appreciation. The energy and the enthusiasm surrounding this conference have been remarkable. And now we'll go back to our business and we'll put those great ideas into action. It's time to get back to start working on the next phase. All customers are out there waiting for us to get in touch.
The second reading.
We are now about to close the marketing conference. We owe thanks to every member of staff who made the conference a success. We would like to thank all of the speakers who have made wonderful and impressive speeches. Our thanks also go to every one of you for your contributions and your appreciation. The energy and the enthusiasm surrounding this conference have been remarkable. And now, we'll go back to our business and we'll put those great ideas into action. It's time to get back to start working on the next phase. All customers are out there waiting for us to get in touch.
Section D, Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now, listen to the passage.
You want to rent a car? Okay, I have a few tips for you. In the first place, before renting a car, think carefully about the kind of car you need. Are you traveling alone or with your family? If you are traveling with your children, you need to rent a big car. You also need to spend some time comparing prices offered by different car rental companies. Many companies offer special promotions. By doing so, you can often get a best deal and save a lot of money. Secondly, when renting a car, be sure you have the car rental company's phone number in case you need to contact the company. Most of the companies have a 24/7 service number. Thirdly, if you are returning the car to an airport, remember to leave enough time to check in to your flight. Finally, don't forget to fill the gas tank before you return the car. This will save you extra fuel and service fees.
Question number 16. What should you think carefully about before renting a car?
Question number 17. How can you get a best deal and save money when renting a car?
Question number 18. Why are you advised to have the car rental company's phone number?
Question number 19. What should you remember to do if you are returning the car to an airport?
Question number 20. Why should you fill the gas tank before returning the car? Now, listen again.
You want to rent a car? Okay, I have a few tips for you. In the first place, before renting a car, think carefully about the kind of car you need. Are you traveling alone or with your family? If you are traveling with your children, you need to rent a big car. You also need to spend some time comparing prices offered by different car rental companies. Many companies offer special promotions. By doing so, you can often get a best deal and save a lot of money. Secondly, when renting a car, be sure you have the car rental company's phone number in case you need to contact the company. Most of the companies have a 24/7 service number. Thirdly, if you are returning the car to an airport, remember to leave enough time to check in to your flight. Finally, don't forget to fill the gas tank before you return the car. This will save you extra fuel and service fees.
Question number 16. What should you think carefully about before renting a car?
Question number 17. How can you get a best deal and save money when renting a car?
Question number 18. Why are you advised to have the car rental company's phone number?
Question number 19. What should you remember to do if you are returning the car to an airport?
Question number 20. Why should you fill the gas tank before returning the car? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力考试结束。